Okay, I want to share with you tonight about the Magi's. And of course, I bet some of you probably had some Christmas cards that had the three kings of Orient art riding their camels with their gifts and meeting up with Jesus in the stable and passing on their gifts. So interesting traditions that we have in our times. But for us, you and I, our story is best told from the Word of God, the Bible. And unfortunately, through the years, some of the things that people talk about during this Christmas holiday season really don't line up with the accuracy of God's Word. So I'd like to go to Matthew chapter 2 and share about the Magi's with you tonight, okay? So, of course, we know that Jesus Christ was born in Bethlehem, and Mary and Joseph went there, and he was born there in that particular city. So let's pick it up in verse 1, chapter 2 of Matthew. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem. And these wise men, the word is magi, when you look at the Greek there. So these men were probably best be understood as men of science and astronomy that looked and read the stars. And something happened that encouraged them to come to Jerusalem, to Judea, and find the king. So verse 2, saying, where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. So something happened in the heavens that so motivated these guys that they would get on their camels or whatever they rode, donkeys, and they traveled to Jerusalem. And I think many of us have had the opportunity to learn from different scholars about what that star might have been. So the best I understand, it was this Jupiter, the wandering planets, the wandering stars. Of course, for them in those days, they would see the fixed stars, and yet there would be these bodies of lights moving uncharacteristically through the night, and those were the planets. And Jupiter was considered the king star, and what they saw was a massing of planets that came together. As they looked up to the sky, they would see these wandering stars or planets very close to each other, which was very, very rare. And they would see it in the constellation of Leo, which was representative of Judea and the king of Judah, that there would be a king born in Judah. And where did these guys learn this stuff? Well, again, more than likely, they learned it from Daniel, who was in the east when they were taken into captivity, and he was able to share about the coming Christ and the prophecies that would come. And so a lot of this information was passed on. So there was an expectation in the east that these astronomers of these events happening in the future. Well, let's pick it up, verse 3. when Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. So this stirred up the king and the other folks that were there. What in the world was going on? And of course, the king there, King Herod, obviously being a natural man, not a godly man, was jealous of these guys coming all the way from the east to worship this new king born in Judea. So verse 4, and when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, so this is what King Herod did. He got the scribes and the priests together to find out what in the world is going on here. And he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet. And he quotes in verse 6, Micah chapter 5, verse 2. And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. So there was the prophecy in the scriptures that the Christ would be born in this small town of Bethlehem, which is very close to Jerusalem, maybe 5 miles. Then Herod, when he had privily or secretly called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. You know, he wanted to find out, when was this child born, this new king? What's the scoop on this? And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search diligently for the young child. He didn't say the baby or the newborn one, but he said the young child, which is a totally different Greek word than the Greek word used to describe Jesus when he was first born as a baby. And so they were looking for a young child that was a year or 2 years of age. And when you have found him, bring me word again that I may come and worship him also. He's a big liar, really. No way did he want to do this, but he wanted to find out where this new king was, this child. And when they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. And again, the scriptures here talk about a young child, not a baby. Well, the Magi's evidently went with this happening and with what King Herod said and found out, they went to Bethlehem. And when they, verse 10, and when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. This star, this Jupiter, it was showing itself again in Judah, or in Leo, rather, the constellation of Leo. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceeding great joy. Verse 11, and when they were come into the house, it doesn't say they came into the stable or the barnyard, and when they came into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. So these are the three gifts that everybody's familiar with. And of course, it doesn't say how many magi's there were. The Bible doesn't say how many there were. But there were three gifts, and I guess they connect that with three magi's. And being warned of God in a vision that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. And when they were departed, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. Now, of course, Herod wanted to find out what's the scoop on who this Jesus was. And he depended on these magi's to come back and tell him, but they didn't go back. they went ahead back to their country, and now an angel appears to Joseph, saying, "Arise and take the young child and his mother and flee into Egypt. And he there, and he, be thou there until I bring thee word from Herod. For Herod will seek the young child to destroy him." So the angel, obviously, God knew what was going to happen. The angel gets involved to give them direction. And so he tells them to go to Egypt. Now, obviously, thankfully, they had the resources with the gold and frankincense and myrrh, the valuable resources, obviously. And they had the money and things that could pay their way to travel to Egypt. So, verse 14, "When he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night and departed into Egypt, and was there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, out of Egypt have I called my son." And I believe that's in Hosea 11:1. So all these prophecies about our Lord and Savior are coming to pass in great perfection here. "Then Herod," verse 16, "when he saw that he was mocked of the wise men, was exceeding wroth, and sent forth and slew all the children that were in Bethlehem, and in all the coasts thereof, from 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had diligently inquired of the wise men." So, you know, he knew it was a young child, a year, maybe even 2 years at the most. So he covered himself and got rid of all the children under 2 years of age. "Then was fulfilled that which was spoken by Jeremiah the prophet, saying, in Ramah there was a voice heard, lamentation and weeping and great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children, and would not be comforted because they are not. But when Herod was dead, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, arise and take the young child and his mother and go into the land of Israel, for they are dead which sought the young child's life. And he arose and took the young child and his mother and came into the land of Israel. But when he had heard that Archelaus did reign in Judea in the room of his father Herod, he was afraid to go thither. Notwithstanding being warned of God in a dream, he turned aside into the parts of Galilee. And he came and dwelt in a city called Nazareth, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophets, he shall be called a Nazarene." Again, the scriptures, all the scriptures were fulfilled, every jot and tittle. And it's amazing how all this takes place. And these wonderful magi played a unique role in this time. And God just set some wonderful things in motion. You know, the stars are for signs and seasons. And he set up the scriptures in the stars, as we know. And it was these magi who were taught by men of God of old that they knew and understood when they saw things happening in the heavens. And they came to find this wonderful king of Judea, which was the Lord Jesus Christ. So I thought you would enjoy taking a look at that and seeing the role they played in this whole scenario of Jesus Christ's birth and his young life. Okay? Well, God bless you.